whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η Μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας.
Oh, please, don't ever, ever make me say goodbye.
Janine Tesori, Fun Home.
What I tell you to do, listen to me. Daddy, come here. Hey, right here, right now. You're making me mad. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. I wanna play airplane. I wanna play airplane. I wanna play airplane. I wanna put my arms out and fly. Like the Red Baron and the Sopwith Camel. No, wait. Like Superman up in the sky, till I can see all of Pennsylvania.
Hey, give me a hand.
What'd you get, Daddy?
Right.
It's from Clyde Gibbons' barn. What the hall. He said, take what you want. I said, Clyde, are you sure? He said, it's all junk to me. I said, okay, Clyde, okay. Come on, take a look. You go to auctions, yard sales, comb the dump, and crap. Hey, what's this?
More crap?
No. Linen. This is linen. Gorgeous Irish linen. See how I can tell? Right here, this floating thread, you see. That's what makes it damask. And the weight, this drape, and the pattern crisp and clear. See how it's made from mat and shine. It's tattered here, but all the rest, how beautiful, how fine. Okay. What else? Crap. Oh, dead mouse.
Oh, can I have it?
It's all yours. What's this? Silver? Is this silver? Is this junk or silver? With polish we can tell. I love how tarnish melts away, opening to luster. And the mark, is there a mark? Yes, this stamp you see right here. That's how the craftsman leaves a sign that he was here and made his work so beautiful, so fine. This has traveled continents to get here and crossed an ocean of time and somehow landed in this box under a layer of crime. I can't abide romantic notions of some vague long ago. I want to know what's true, dig deep into who and what and why and when, until now gives way to then.
Did you ever imagine I'd hang on to your stuff, Dad? Me either. But I guess I always knew that someday I was going to draw you in cartoons. Yes, Dad, I know. You think cartoons are silly, but I draw cartoons, and I need real things to draw from because I don't trust memory. But God, this thing is ghastly. You were so ecstatic when you found it at a yard sale. No, wait. In Mr. Gibbons' barn, it all comes back, it all comes back, it all comes back There's you, and there's me. But now I'm the one who's 43 and stuck. I can't find my way through. Just like you. Am I just like you?
A sign that he was
I
here.
I can't abide romantic notions of something
work.
Long ago.
I want to know what's true. Dig deep into who and what and why and when. Until now gives way to
my dad and I were exactly alike.
I see everything.
Caption. My dad and I were nothing alike.
Ο πατέρας μου και εγώ μοιάζουμε πολύ. Ο πατέρας μου και εγώ δεν μοιάζουμε καθόλου. Πώς μελοποιείς άραγε μια ιστορία από εικόνες? Ή καλύτερα, πώς κάνεις musical μια εικονογραφημένη αυτοβιογραφία? Ειδικά όταν μιλά για ένα κορίτσι που στην εφηβεία ανακαλύπτει την ομοφιλοφιλία του, καθώς και τον κρυφά ομοφιλόφιλο πατέρα της, ο οποίος θα καταλήξει στην αυτοκτονία. Το βιβλίο της Alison Bechdel, Fun Home, A Family Tragicomic, που θα μεταφράζαμε ως Fun Home, μια οικογενειακή τραγωδία σε εικόνες, αγγίζει θέματα σεξουαλικού προσανατολισμού, φιλετικών ρόλων, αυτοκτονίας, συναισθηματικής κακοποίησης, δυσλειτουργικής οικογενειακής ζωής, όπως και του ρόλου της λογοτεχνίας στην κατανόηση όλων των παραπάνω. Το βιβλίο της Bechdel εκδόθηκε το 2006 και δεν πέρασαν ούτε 3 χρόνια πριν γίνει musical από τη γνωστή μας και αγαπητή για τη δουλειά της στον Shrek, Janine Tesori.
Where's my bronzing stick?
It's in the...
Welcome to our house on Maple Avenue. See how we polish and we shine. We rearrange and realign. Everything is balanced and serene. Like chaos never happens if it's never seen. Every need we anticipate and
duster used on the bookcase. Find all the books we read and carefully restore. He wants them alphabetized by classification. A volume out of place could start a third world war.
That's an inch out of position. Watch it, that's a first edition.
What are we missing? What have we left out? When he comes down here, what's in store?
He wants.
Welcome to our house on Maple
Welcome
Avenue.
Welcome to our house on Maple
See
Avenue.
See how we polish and
see how we polish and we shine.
We rearrange and
realign.
Everything is balanced and
we're a typical family quintet.
And yet,
not too bad. If I say so myself, I might still break a heart or two. Sometimes the fire burns so hot, I don't know what I'll do. Not too bad. If I say so myself, not too bad. Mrs. Bachner, it's a pleasure to meet you. Come on in. Now, obviously, still a work in progress. Yes, I did all the work myself. That's how we were able to afford the place. No. Historic restoration is an avocation. That is very flattering. I teach English at Beech Creek High, and the Bechdel Funeral Home is our family business, so I'm also a funeral director.
You have a keen eye. This
what
I found yesterday
after?
In the dump.
What are we doing?
Actually, I believe Rococo Revival. Absolutely. Would you like one with the family? Kids, Mrs. Buckner would like to take a photo.
Hello?
I'll be there in a minute. The young man comes out with a yard work.
He wants more.
Caption. My dad and I both grew up in the same small Pennsylvania town, and he was gay, and I was gay, and he killed himself. And I became a lesbian cartoonist. What's true? Dig deep into who and what and why and when until now gives way to then.
Whoa, nice room.
Here's the wallpaper. It's not William Morris, but it's close. It's pretty close.
You read all these books?
Oh, working on it.
That is not something I can imagine.
No, I remember from class, you're not much of a reader.
No. Read some good books in your class, though.
It's my job to make it interesting.
It's like a 1950s lesbian pulp novel. Their tawdry love could only flourish in the shadows.
I like Roy. He's funny.
Allison, find something to do. I'm practicing.
Did Chopin write Chopsticks?
It's Chopin. Allison, stop bothering me.
This place is like a museum. What's that stuff?
Oh, Sherry, want some?
Is it any good?
Yeah.
Sure. I remember this house before you moved in. We used to ride our bikes here all the time when we were kids. You've done a shitload of work.
I did. By myself, most of it.
You must be in good shape, old man.
Not too bad, if I say so myself. I might still break a heart or two. You'd be surprised just what a guy my age knows how to do. You want it?
Yeah.
Unbutton your shirt.
Is that your wife playing the piano?
Don't worry about her.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Maybe not right now. Maybe not right now. La 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 la.
I know this type of married guy. I could just give him the slip. But why? It's not a big deal. I know he wants me. I know this type of married guy. I could just give him the slip. But why? It's not a big deal. I know he wants just me and him. Me and him. Me and him.
Mom and Dad, thanks for the care package. I was running out of granola bars, so it came just in the nick of time. They sell a kind here I swear is made of paste. Nothing else worth writing home about. Har har. Al. I could draw you some posters.
Nah, we need them tomorrow night.
I could do it right now.
Really?
Yeah, just some simple drawing, right? Sure. So, you want him to say?
We just need some really good no nukes posters.
Right. Okay. So, I was thinking maybe something like...
Oh. That's funny. That's really good.
This? No, this is just quick and stupid.
Who's this? In the photo?
My dad.
That's your dad?
Yeah.
He looks cool. Did he teach you how to draw cartoons?
Definitely not.
Why is that funny?
Oh, it's not funny. It's just he's more, I don't know, refined?
I think it's amazing that he's cool with you being a dyke.
What? Could we talk about something else?
Sure. Why?
Because I don't know how my parents feel about... I just figured it out myself.
Oh.
About 2 weeks ago?
With who?
With who what?
Who are you with?
Oh, nobody. Nobody! Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed. I was in a bookstore.
In a bookstore? Nice!
What? No! 2 weeks ago, I was downtown. I just wandered into the bookstore. I was just browsing, and I picked up this book.
Ah, word is out.
I was like, oh, interviews. This looks interesting. And then I was like... These people are all,
gay?
Yes, gay. And then I was like, oh my god, I'm a
dyke.
Yes, a dyke, yes. And I totally flipped out and I shoved the book back on the shelf and then I left. But then I came back the next day and bought the book. And then I came back the next day and bought all the other books in that section. And then I made myself go to the meeting at the gay union. And then, then it's now. Hi.
Hello. That's a powerful book.
It is.
So I should probably go.
Okay.
Will I see you at the union meeting tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, I'll be at the meeting. I'll bring those posters. Finish them up.
Cool. See you then. Bye, Allison.
Bye, Joan.
Oh, no, you don't. T-shirt off. Look, you've messed this up already. Where's your barrette?
Ow!
Sneakers.
Why?
Because you're going to a party. Here.
I don't want to wear those.
Oh, tough titty.
I despise this dress. What's the matter with boy shirts and pants?
You're a girl.
This dress makes me feel like a clown. I hate it.
That's enough. We're late.
You're wearing a girl color?
Every other girl at this party is going to be wearing her prettiest dress, and you want to put on what? What? Your jean jacket? Trousers? It's all right with me. You understand, you'll be the only girl there not wearing a dress, right? Is that what you want? You want people talking about you behind your back? It's all right with me. Change your clothes. Well? Go ahead. Are you gonna change?
Maybe not right now. Maybe not right now.
Dear Mom and Dad.
Good.
I'm trying to tell you something, and I'm having a hard time because it's kind of a big deal. It's not that big of a deal. It might be a big deal. I don't know. I am a lesbian! Dear Mom and Dad, I'm a lesbian.
Went to a meeting at the gay union tonight. I was petrified. A lot of political talk, almost too much, but ultimately a reasonable amount. What does that mean? I signed up to help organize a Take Back the Night march. I don't know why I did it. I don't know what that is. Oh, my God.
What happened last night? Are you really here? Joan, 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 Joan. Hi, Joan! Don't wake up, Joan! Oh, my God, last night. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, last night. I got so excited, I was too enthusiastic. Thank you for not laughing. Well, you laughed a little bit at one point when I was touching you and said I might lose consciousness, which you said was adorable, and I just have to trust that you don't think I'm an idiot or some kind of an animal. I never lost control due to overwhelming lust, but I must say that I'm changing my major to Joan. I'm changing my major to sex with Joan. I'm changing my major to sex with Joan, with a minor in kissing Joan. Foreign study to Joan's inner thighs. A seminar on Joan's ass in her Levi's. And Joan's crazy brown eyes. Joan, I feel like Hercules. Oh God, that sounds ridiculous. Just keep on sleeping through this and I'll work on calming down. So by the time you've woken up, I'll be cool, I'll be collected, and I'll have found some dignity. But who needs dignity? 'Cause this is so much better. I'm radiating happiness. Will you stay here with me for the rest of the semester? We won't need any food. We'll live on sex alone. Sex with Joan. I'm writing a thesis on Joan,
It's a cutting edge field and my mind is blown. I will gladly stay up every night to hone my compulsory skills with Joan. I will study my way down her spine, familiarize myself with her well-made outline. While she researches mine, I don't know who I am. I've become someone new. Nothing I just did is anything I would do. Overnight, everything changed. I am not prepared. I'm dizzy, I'm nauseous, I'm shaky. I'm scared. Am I falling into nothingness or flying into something so sublime? I don't know, but I'm changing my major to Joan. I thought all my life I'd be all alone, but that was before I was lying prone in this dorm room bed with Joan. Look, she drooled on the pillow. So sweet, all sweaty and tangled up in my bedsheet. And my heart feels complete. Let's never leave this room. How about we stay here till finals? I'll go to school forever. I'll take out a dementedly huge high-interest loan. 'Cause I'm changing my major to Joan.
Το Fun Home της συνθέτη, σκηνοθέτη, χορογράφου, σχεδιάστριας και ηθοποιού Τζανίν Τεσόρι δοκιμάστηκε σε θεατρικά εργαστήρια ήδη από το 2009. Μετά τις πρώτες off-Broadway παραστάσεις του το 2013, το έργο είδε τελικά τα φώτα του Broadway το 2015, μια παραγωγή που κανείς δεν μετάνιωσε, αφού το έργο προτάθηκε αμέσως για 8 Tony, από τα οποία κέρδισε τα 5, ανάμεσά τους και καλύτερου σεναρίου, καλύτερης πρωτότυπης μουσικής και καλύτερου musical. Όλα αυτά όντας στους finalist για το Pulitzer της προηγούμενης χρονιάς. Η ηχογράφηση του original Broadway cast που ακούμε απόψε συγκεντρώνει τους περισσότερους ερμηνευτές και της αρχικής off-Broadway παράστασης και φυσικά προτάθηκε και για Grammy την επόμενη χρονιά.
School, fun home, our house, Aunt Jane and Uncle Randy's house. This is Germany. Oh, John, Christian, me. See? Floating in bubbles because we're not born yet.
That is very interesting. Now, let me show you how we can make it better. You have the potential to become a real artist. Do you know that? You do. But you have to study the forms. You have to learn the rules. Now, let's talk about composition. Now, this is all over the place. Pick one area.
The Keystone State.
No, that's still too much. Here, watch this. Okay. I'm going to draw our mountains. See? See that? And see how I'm shading them? That gives them dimension. Make this part look rugged. Allegheny Plateau. And this dark shaded stripe, bum, 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 is the front. And paint the long ridges and valleys below.
I want the whole state.
I'm trying to explain to you, you can't do that.
Well, let me try.
No, Allison, this is how it should look.
I like the way
no,
mine
but you can't
was.
Do that unless you want to ruin it. I'm trying to teach you something important.
Bruce, it's a drawing. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. She's taking it into school. She's showing it in class. You know what? Never mind. You want to take some half-baked mess into school? You want to embarrass yourself? It doesn't matter to me. Do what you want. I don't care.
I like the one you did, Daddy.
Make this part look rugged.
Allegheny Plateau. This dark shaded stripe, bump, 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 is the front. Paint the long ridges and valleys below. Our town is this dot. Quick dashes mark the property ends. Beach Creek, a rope that turns and bends. Little squares for houses strung along roads. The land transfigured into topographic codes. Maps show you what is simple and true. Try laying out a bird's eye view. Not what he told you, just what you see. What do you know that's not your dad's mythology? Dad was born on this farm. Here's our house. Here's the spot where he died. I can draw a circle. His whole life fits inside. 4 miles from our door, I-80 ran from shore to shore on its way from the Castro to Christopher Street. The road not taken, just 4 miles from our door. You were born on this farm. Here's our house. Here's the spot where you died. I can draw a circle. I can draw a circle. You lived your life inside.
Today I woke up with a feeling that I did not recognize.
Strange feeling, yeah.
Oh, our happy life seemed far away and everything was made of lies.
Lies, yeah.
The sky was turning dark when and that's when I knew, oh, oh, oh,
everything's all right, babe.
When we're together,
when we're together. 'Cause you are like a raincoat
made out of love,
keeping me dry. Magic shield of love,
protecting me from that weather.
Rain from the sky, you are like a raincoat
made out of love.
Everything's all right. Everything's all right. Everything's all right.
You didn't notice her at first, but I saw her the moment she walked in. She was a delivery woman. She came in with a handcart full of packages. She was an old school butch.
Someone just came in the door, like no one I ever saw before. I feel I don't know where you came from. I wish I did. I feel so dumb. I feel your swagger and your bearing and just right clothes you're wearing. your short hair and your dungarees and your lace-up boots and your keys. Oh, your ring of keys. I thought it was supposed to be wrong, but you seem okay with being strong. I want to. You're so. It's probably conceited to say, but I think.
Dad? Oh my God, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Are you sure? Do you want to talk about it?
No, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it. I don't know. Come on, let's go see what's happening at the gay union.
Do you want to go to my room? Smoke a joint?
Yes, I do.
Caption, my newfound queerness was... No. Unable to process the tsunami-like revelation that my father was... No. Tsunami-like? No. Caption. I leapt into my new life with both feet, and I blocked out everything that was happening at home.
Where the hell are John and Christian?
John's at Cosgrove's, probably.
Why?
Because he works there.
I should have been paying attention. Caption, I should have been paying attention.
Since when?
He's been working there for almost a month.
Oh. And I guess I was mad at you.
Well, where's Christian?
At Doug's, probably. What do you need?
Nothing. I'll do it myself.
My life had just started to open.
Oh, damn it. God damn it.
I didn't know. Dad, I had no way of knowing my beginning would be your end.
Oh my God, the Brinley. Oh my God, what happened? Did it fall? Bruce, the painting, what happened?
I threw it down the fucking stairs.
Why?
I don't know why.
I don't know
because
why.
Because no one ever fucking helps me around here. Because I cannot stand the sound of your Hector and Shrew's voice.
Stop. You're blaming me after what you've put me through. I'm on edge.
Every single person in this town knows what kind of man I am. You're the one with a problem.
I have to be at school. I'll be at meetings until late.
I'm drawing. I'm just drawing. I'm remembering something. That's all.
Oh my God. I don't want to go in.
It's gonna be okay.
How is it gonna be okay? Everything's... Who knows? Who knows? Come on in. Let me introduce you to my gay dad. You know, it's only been 3 months since I left. What happened in 3 months? Hello? I don't know where they are. Hey, we're here.
Oh my god.
What?
You described it, but I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's...
Oh, you're here.
Hi, Mom.
You know, shortly after we were married, we took a drive from Germany, where we were living, to Paris. He wanted me to meet an army buddy of his. We had a beautiful drive. And then, just outside of Paris, he just went crazy. Just started screaming at me. Why couldn't I read a simple fucking map? I was a stupid, worthless bitch. I was dumbfounded. I was terrified. It came out of nowhere, as far as I knew. Of course, I learned later this man had been your father's lover.
I don't know how you've done it.
Welcome to our house on Maple Avenue. See how we polish and we shine. We rearrange and realign. Everything is balanced and days and days and days. That's how it happens. Days and days and days. Made of lunches and car rides and shirts and socks and grades and piano. And no one clocks the day you disappear. Days and days and days, that's how it happens. Days and days and days. Made of posing and bragging and fits of rage. And boys, my God, some of them underage. And oh, how did it all happen here? There was a time your father swept me off my feet with words. We read books, strolled through Munich at night, drank beer with friends, discussed the places we would go. And he said I understood how the world made him ache. But no. But no. That's how it happens. Days made of bargains I made because I thought as a wife I was meant to. And now my life is shattered and laid bare. Days and days and days and days and days. Welcome to our house on Maple Avenue. See how we polish and we shine. We rearrange and realign. Everything is balanced and serene. Like chaos never happens if it's never. Raise you to give away your days like me.
Telephone wire, run and run. Telephone wire, sundown on the creek. Partly frozen, partly flowing. Must be windy, trees are bending. Junction 50, field needs mowing. Feels like the car is floating. Say something, talk to him. Say something, anything. At the light, at the light, at the light, at the light. At the light, at the light, at the light, at the light. Like you
Hey.
Yeah?
Where do you want to go?
Oh, I don't know.
I know a bar. It's kind of hidden away. CD club for folks like, you know, could be fun.
But Dad, I'm not 21.
Yeah, right.
Telephone wire, long black line. Telephone wire, finely threaded sky. There's the pond where I went waiting. There's a sign for Sugar Valley. On the mountain, light is fading. I go back to school tomorrow. Say something, talk to him. Say something, anything. At the light, at the light, at the light, at the light. At the light, at the light, at the light, at the light. Doesn't matter what you say. His eyes go away.
There was a boy in college, my first year there, Norris Jones. He had black wavy hair. Norris Jones, where is he now? 14 years old, in Swenson's barn. It was cold. Lots of boys messed around, you know. For them, it was a game they outgrew. But I always knew.
Dad, me too, since like 5, I guess. I prefer to wear boy shirts and pants. I felt absurd in a dress. I really tried to deny my feelings for girls. You, Dad, me too.
Norris Jones.
Dad.
Norris Jones.
Dad.
Hey, did I mention that new project I've taken on? Oh, you've seen it. Oh, that old house out on Route 150. Oh, it's been standing out there empty 40, 50 years at least.
Telephone wire. Stop too fast. Telephone wire. Make this not the past. This car. There must be some other chances. There's a moment I'm forgetting where you tell me you see me. Say something, talk to me. Say something, anything. At the light, this can't be our last.
Well, that was fun. Oh, it's earlier than I thought. Are you coming in?
Telephone wire. That was our last night. What's this? Table in the living room with Jack in the pulpit. Oh, I was gonna draw that in this panel.
Dear Al.
What was I?
It was great to have you home.
What's this?
I've been flying high since you were here.
I don't want to.
Dear Al.
I don't want to.
I have to confess, I'm somewhat envious of this new freedom.
What did it feel like to step in front
today?
Of a truck, Dad?
Dear
what
Al,
did it feel like to see it
now.
Coming right at you and not move?
In New York
and just let it hit you.
Dear Al.
Why?
We read Araby last night. My
was
God,
it because of me?
I was rather sensitive when I was.
I'm afraid it wasn't.
Dear Al.
That's the crazy
I've been
thing.
Like mad on that house
Dad,
since
I'm afraid
left.
It wasn't.
I can't think about much else. I can't sleep. Dear Al. I fucking love beginnings flying high. It's hard to know where to start. It's all so fast, I'm trying not to spin. I guess I'm older, and it's harder when you're older to begin.
peeling plaster, sagging roof, two missing stairs, a buckled wall. I'm fired up to do this, but on my own at all. So much damage, broken windows, pipes are shit, cracked veneer. It's hours later, Jesus, I'm still standing here, still standing here. But when the sunlight hits the parlor wall at certain times of day, I see how fine this house could be. I see it so damn clear. What's the matter? Why am I standing here? Bad foundation, twisting floorboards, shoddy pipes, gaping hole. It's a lot to keep under control. Something's cracking, something's rotting, piles of ruin and debris. Killing me, crushing me, pushing me. But when the sunlight hits the parlor wall at certain times of day, I see how fine this house could be. I see it so damn clear. What's the matter? Why am I standing here? Dear Al, I'm scared. I had a life I thought I understood. I took it and I squeezed out every bit of life I could. But the edges of the world that held me up have gone away, and I'm falling into nothingness, or flying into something so sublime. And I'm a man. I don't know who am I now, or do I go? I can't go back. I can't find my way through. I might still break a heart or two. When the sunlight hits the parlor wall at certain times of day, I see how fine this house could be. I see it so damn clear. Oh my God, why am I standing here?
Κάπως έτσι τελειώνει η ζωή του Bruce, του πατέρα της, Allison. Στο φινάλε του έργου, το μικρό κορίτσι παίζει ακόμη αεροπλανάκι στην αγκαλιά του, ενώ ως όρημη αφηγήτρια ομολογεί «Υπήρξαν μερικές στιγμές ισορροπίας όσο πετούσα ψηλότερα από εκείνον». Η ηρωίδα σε όλο το έργο εμφανιζόταν σε διαφορετικές ηλικίες της ζωής της, να προσπαθεί να κατανοήσει την πραγματικότητα και τον εαυτό της και να αφηγηθεί την ιστορία της. Αυτήν που απόψε μας αφηγήθηκε μουσικά ολόκληρο το cast της πρεμιέρας του Fun Home της Janine Tesori στο Broadway το 2015. Σας αφήνουμε να πετάξετε και εσείς με το υπέροχο αυτό φινάλε. Φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, από το Λευτέρη Λιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και τον Γιάννη Φίλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο, υπόκληση.
Digging up a dogwood tree. You working on the house, smelling like sawdust and sweat and designer cologne. You calling me at college to tell me how I'm supposed to feel about Faulkner or Hemingway. You standing on the shoulder of Route 150, bracing yourself against the pulse of the trucks rushing past. You succumbing to a rare moment of physical contact with me. Daddy, comma. Hey, Daddy, come here, okay? Question mark. I need
Daddy, hey,
you.
Daddy, come here, okay? I need
at
you.
At the light, at the light, at the light, at the light. What are you doing, comma? I said, come here,
You need to do what I tell you to do.
What are you doing? I said, come here.
What I tell you to do.
You need to do what I tell you to do. Listen to me. Daddy, come here. Hey, right here, right now. You're making me mad. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. I wanna play airplane.
That you and I
wanna play airplane.
That you and
I wanna play airplane. Put your feet here like this, Daddy, do what I say.
There you are, Daddy.
Take my hand, give me yours, bend your knees, not that way.
There
when I say go, start pushing me up, okay?
Don't let go yet.
Okay,
don't
higher.
Let
So often there was a rare moment of perfect balance when I soared above him.